Everything we've been told about forming new habits is completely wrong. The 60-day rule, the willpower myth, even the basic psychology. New research has turned our understanding upside down.
That's quite a bold statement. What exactly does the research show?
Well, it all traces back to an accidental discovery about dogs and their drool. Ivan Pavlov, while studying digestion in 1904, noticed something fascinating. Dogs would salivate not just at the sight of food, but at the mere sound of their feeder's footsteps.
So how does dog drool connect to human habit formation?
That's where it gets interesting. Pavlov's work revealed the fundamental mechanism of how our brains create automatic responses. Think about how you instinctively reach for your phone when you hear a notification. That's the exact same principle at work.
Oh, wow. You know, I literally just checked my phone when you said that. It's like my hand has a mind of its own.
Exactly. And here's the game-changing part. Recent studies show that forming new habits doesn't require months of dedication. It's actually about understanding and working with your brain's natural conditioning process.
So what's the real timeline for forming a new habit? Because I've been struggling with my fitness goals for months.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Research suggests it can take as little as 7 days if you follow the right principles. But the key is making the habit specific, physical, and ridiculously easy to start.
Only a week? That seems almost too good to be true.
Well, there's a catch. You have to understand the science behind it. For instance, studies show that habits involving physical movement are significantly easier to form than mental ones. That's why checking your phone is easier to maintain than a meditation practice.
You know, that explains why my morning meditation never quite stuck, but I can't seem to break my social media habit.
Exactly. And tech companies understand this perfectly. They've designed their products around these exact psychological principles. Those red notification dots? Modern versions of Pavlov's bell.
So how can we use these same principles for positive change?
The research points to 3 key elements. First, make it tiny. We're talking microscopically small. Instead of exercise more, try put on running shoes after work. Second, create obvious visual triggers, like leaving those shoes by the door. And third, attach it to an existing habit.
That's fascinating. So we're essentially hijacking our brain's natural habit-forming machinery?
Precisely. And here's something even more interesting. Neuroscience shows that replacing an old habit is more effective than trying to break it. Your brain's neural pathways are like well-worn trails. It's easier to redirect the path than to eliminate it completely.
Could you give me a practical example of how that works?
Let's say you have a habit of scrolling through social media when you wake up. Instead of trying to stop that completely, you could place a book on top of your phone at night. Now, when you reach for your phone, you encounter the book first. Same trigger, new response.
That's actually quite brilliant. You're working with your existing neural pathways rather than fighting them.
And the research backs this up. Studies show that people who use replacement strategies are up to 3 times more likely to successfully change their habits than those who rely on willpower alone.
So what's the takeaway for someone wanting to build new habits?
The science points to 4 key principles. Make it tiny, make it physical, add clear visual cues, and attach it to existing routines. Follow these and you're working with your brain's natural mechanisms instead of against them.
This completely changes how I think about habit formation. It's not about forcing change. It's about understanding how our brains naturally work.
Exactly. And remember, your brain is already an expert at forming habits. You're just learning to be the programmer instead of running on default settings.
Hi, I'm Dick Matthews. That's Matthews with 1 T, spelled Matthews. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to explore more, I've got 3 websites I'd love for you to visit. DickMatthews.com, that's DickMatthews.com, where you'll find my books and audio projects. GetOffTheWagon.com, all one word, for self-improvement ideas, tools, and tips. And AdroitStore.com, that's ADROIT Store.com, for my latest digital products. I appreciate you listening, and I hope to connect with you again soon.